listening to a TJSlideways.com podcast. Here is your host, TJ Buffenbarger.
Hello, world. Coming to you from the brand new Engine Pro Studios in Door, Michigan. This is a post-race edition of the podcast, followed up to a trip by the nearby Berlin Raceway here in Marin, Michigan for the Must-See Racing Sprint Car Series event. And as I said in the five talking points that I posted immediately following last night's event, I've always thought that Berlin makes the perfect post-Knoxville Nationals hangover location because it's a really nice facility. It's a good way to get into the back into racing. And because sometimes when you go to somewhere after the Nationals and there isn't the pomp and the circumstance and a lot of the other things, it's good to still go to a really nice place. And thankfully, I have one of those nearby that happened to have a sprint car race last night. And 18 cars checked into the pit area, which were a few more than I had actually expected over at the Berlin Raceway. Some of the pavement sprint car counts have been a little sketchy at times this year, but it was good to see a decent field of cars there. And you start counting up cars that weren't there, you could count like five or six pretty easily. And without some of the picking and choosing, maybe some of the late season wear and tear, you might have had a decent field of cars there. So, you know, it's good to see that there was a decent field of cars there, and pretty decent show. The feature was a wild one with Ohio driver Charlie Schultz picking up the feature victory. Schultz passing the seemingly ageless Tom Jewell, who looked pretty good early on up front at Berlin, but Schultz getting by him for the lead. And then through multiple restarts throughout the latter portion of the event, Schultz holding off Jason Blonde for the victory. And kind of an interesting story because Schultz had been primarily doing a lot of super modified racing, kind of came back to sprint cars the past couple of years, and he's using the same sprint car that he ran when I first crossed paths with him in 2001 when I first caught wind of him at Toledo Speedway during one of those fastest short track races in the world events when they used to have the Auto Value Super Sprints and the the ISMA Super Modifieds together at Toledo. It's always an awesome show. And I remember Schultz showing up and I was like, who is this guy? He's running in the top five. And luckily my good friend Lee Booz over at the Mid-American Racing News quickly got me up the speed that he had been running with the Supers at Sandusky and actually beat him. And he's always been fast, and it's good to have him back in the sprint car fold. And he looked very stout last night picking up the victory. Of course, Blonde picking up second place. And then third place was kind of an interesting story as well. Current Must-See Racing point leader Jimmy McCune, the entire family having a busy night. Jimmy's nephew, Anthony, with ignition problems all throughout the night that got sorted out in time for the main event. It was fun seeing Anthony work his way up from the tail for a top five finish. But also, Jimmy McCune had to end up working his way from the tail because five laps into the race, he tangled with a lap car and stopped in turn four. And McCune was able to overcome that, even with some minor mechanical issues, to go ahead and score a third place finish last night. He was able to catch up with McCune following the race. Here's what he had to say about that third place finish after having gone into the tail. Jimmy, it looked like he had nowhere to go early there in the race.
No, I just pulled right out behind him, and I don't know what he did. He just got loose and lost it right in front of me, so just had to kind of spin the car to not run it clean into the fence. So, oh well, we bounced off of him, had to go to the tail.
Yeah, and thankfully, no major damage. You made a nice charge to the field.
Yeah, no, I mean, bent a wheel, but that was a good run. I mean, we had a really fast race car. I wish we would have got a chance to, you know, give him a run, but, you know, it is what it is. We got there, so, you know, we tracked him down from a long way back, so that's all that matters at this point.
Last caution, help or hurt you?
I mean, it helped. I mean, it helped me get Ike, so, you know, we can say we got third because of that caution. So, I mean, we were fast. We caught him. I just, you know, we really had a hard time in that dirty air back there to get around anybody, but all in all, good night.
All right, nice job. Thanks.
Thank you.
So that was Jimmy McCune following the Must-See Racing event at Berlin. Solid third place finish. McCune with a over 140-point lead going into Berlin over his nephew Anthony, and that lead grew even further with his third place finish. So pretty much McCune has this thing locked up as long as he shows up to the final race here in a few weeks for the Must-See Racing Sprint Car Series. Veteran driver Jason Blonde picking up the runner-up spot, but it won't be Blonde's last appearance at Berlin this year. Here's what Jason had to say following his second place finish at Berlin Raceway.
Jason caught him, had a chance at the end with that restart, just couldn't quite get up to him.
Nope, pretty much used our stuff up. Turn four was just killing us way too tight, and turn two were way too loose, you know, so we just kind of took what we had and finished second. But yeah, a couple times I had a shot at him, you know, in lap traffic, and he's just a lot better than us at the end.
I was going to say, it looked like a slip in turn four pretty much put an end to it at that point.
Yeah, pretty much, you know, he pretty much checked out on that last restart, and but it makes it fun, you know, going through lap traffic, and like on the start, you know, going three and four wide, I mean, that makes it pretty fun.
You guys have been really good this year, though. What's been the biggest difference in your program this year, do you think?
Just, you know, finally fine-tuning this car. I mean, we've just been struggling with it, you know, in the past, and we're finally getting it to where, you know, it's working for us a little better. And
did I overhear you're going to be back here in September for the dirt race?
I think we are. We're going to be in the Kirkendall 27 as of right now, but, you know, things could change, and kind of looking forward to it because, you know, it's kind of like we're running on dirt anyways on this pavement sometimes, slipping and sliding, so we'll see what that's like.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you much.
So Jason going to hopefully be back for that sod event on September 29th, which is an interesting event because the dirt surface, the way they have to lay it down, Berlin has to stay somewhat of a hard surface, so it actually gets slick. And Berlin's pavement has aged to the point where, sprint car-wise, it's pretty slick as well. So there's a lot of similarities, and it's not the first person I've heard say that from the pavement ranks that have actually run the dirt and the pavement there at Berlin. So it'll be interesting to see how Blahn does coming up here in September. And, of course, Schultz's team, after the win, ecstatic as could be. All the hard work. They've come close a couple times this year to winning a sprint car feature, finally getting it done at Berlin last night. And I was able to catch up with him following the post-race tech. He had a nice cold beverage and trophy waiting. I'm guessing by the mood of the crew, they're probably a little bit partly cloudy today, weather-wise. They seem to be ready to have a good time. But luckily, before the party started, I was able to catch up with Charlie and see what his thoughts were on his victory Saturday at Berlin Raceway.
Charlie, it's been a long time since you got to do this. Congratulations back in victory lane.
Yes, thank you. The last time I think I won in a sprint car was 2001 when we beat the Super Modifieds at Sandusky. And the same car, a lot of changes, but same basic car. And, man, it feels good. I knew we could do it, and we came so close a couple weeks ago at Rockford and led so many laps, and we were pretty decent at Anderson. But our big track program has kind of suffered, and I think we finally turned it around tonight.
Talk about getting the lead.
I knew right from the get-go the car was going to be good. I knew I had a good solid piece underneath me. And, you know, as soon as we got going, man, just I could put it, felt like I put the car anywhere I wanted to. And top, bottom, you know, inside, outside lap cars, it was one of those dream cars.
How nerve-wracking were those last restarts seeing 42 on the board behind you?
Not that bad. I mean, I know Jason. He's a good, clean racer. I've known Jason for a long time. He actually gave me a bump there before we got to the cone, and as soon as he did, I got in the throttle and was able to drive away from him. And I never really hurt him, so I wasn't too concerned. It's been a dream.
What does it mean to you to be back to victory lane?
Oh, it means a lot. I mean, there's so many people that help us on this deal. This is what we work for. This is what we do, and to finally pull it off, put it all together, and have a good solid qualifying run tonight and top it off with a win is phenomenal.
All right, congratulations. Enjoy that.
Thank you.
This is one of the more interesting pavement races I've done in a while, because quite often we've seen some of the pavement races where there's one to two dominant cars, and you might see an impressive performance out of that driver lapping through about fifth place or so in the feature. Really competitive race last night. Top three or four cars all right together at the end. Schultz did stretch out a little bit of a lead towards the end. McKean was starting to reel in Blahn over the final laps, but no one was checked out completely. So that was kind of a nice refreshing change on the pavement side as well. So great night of racing. Have to thank everyone over at Must See Racing and Berlin Raceway for having us out to cover that event last night. And you'll be able to see that event actually on Speed Sport TV later this year. And hope you enjoyed this as well. This is something we plan on doing as part of our coverage next year. A bit more now. We have the studio set up here where we get back from a road trip. You might hear some post-race podcasts and audio and stuff like this. And if you enjoy this and the other editions of our work here audio-wise, you can check out our podcast. Subscribe on iTunes, the Google Play Store, Stitcher, and Podbean. Of course, don't forget to support all of our sponsors, All-Star Performance, Engine Pro, Maxim Chassis, and Slade Shock Technology. Thank you for listening to this edition of the TJSlideways.com podcast. Thank you, and have a great week.
Thank you for listening to the TJ Slideways podcast.